People often come to the new community center in Marshall, Missouri for regional meetings on a variety of topics, but what may go unnoticed is the museum attached to the other side of that center. For those who venture inside, they're amazed at a story they never had heard so close to home. The American Countryside is sponsored by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
We hope you enjoy hearing the American Countryside right here every day. But when you're on the go, you can now hear our programs on My Farm Radio. It's a new app where you can hear the American Countryside and much more. Don't forget, you can always catch past programs and see our American Countryside television features at AmericanCountryside.com. So take time to download the free My Farm Radio app and enjoy some of our extra content at AmericanCountryside.com. Both are great ways to connect with our show as you travel the countryside. In the early 1920s, Russell Nicholas and Howard Beasley formed an airplane company and flight school in Marshall, Missouri. In fact, this was the largest such commercial pilot school in the world. They also began to design their own airplanes.
The first airplane was quite revolutionary, and it had an all-metal frame. The wing was made out of stamped aluminum. The tubular steel frame was chrome moly tubing welded together, but it was a fully cantilevered wing that was all metal, which was way ahead of its time.
Brian Berlin says that plane was a record setter.
Piloted by Barney Zimmerly. He flew it almost a mile high at St. Louis and set an altitude record. Those were amazing achievements that happened right here in a farm town of about 8,000 people.
You could take a number of flying classes here, even something called fancy flying, and much more.
One of the first people in America that did parachuting happened in Marshall, Missouri. It was a Marshall man named Jimmy Donahue, and Jimmy Donahue taught parachute jumping from airplanes in Marshall.
The company ran a large catalog business, selling items that we might think were only recently developed for stunt flying.
Nicholas Beasley sold fireworks to mount on the wings of cloth-covered airplanes. Nicholas Beasley was doing that and had the fireworks for sale in 1928 and 1929 to put on your airplane.
The company didn't survive the Great Depression. However, the Nicholas Beasley Aviation Museum tells the story of the people, the company, the planes, and the multitude of people who came here to fly. It's an amazing piece of history that took place in this farm town. Traveling the countryside in Marshall, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.